if you can work together with the so-called opposite side to create something that's better for the game itself that both sides can agree on, that is the ultimate litmus test.
Well, the litmus test to me is the area that involves a player's health and the integrity of the game and the performance on the field is not really an issue of collective bargaining in my mind. I don't believe, and we have never once said we will trade drug testing for more money. We have never once said we will give up certain things in the CBA if you didn't do certain things for us in another area. This has never been a collective bargaining issue with us. It was an issue about the integrity of the game and about our players. I mean, when Gene Orza and Don Fear are standing at the door, don't forget, they're not standing at the door alone. They're standing at the door with all of those players saying, we don't want this type of invasive action unless we can come to some agreement among ourselves. And our players came to that realization earlier than baseball, and whatever they're doing in baseball now, they're doing. They're not getting a lot of help, and PETA would probably comment on this, and that is when C-League decides to put together some commission to go out and study what's going on while you got all of these criminal investigations going on, and all of a sudden Mitchell is doing whatever he's doing. We don't have those kind of surprises in the National Football League. Paul Tagliabue has never, ever done anything in any of these areas without first discussing with me, and then we decide how we will approach it. I don't know what you gain by having some independent group to go out and say some blue ribbon group, the same thing they did with revenue sharing. It's after the fact. I mean, whatever they find out was before they even had testing of any nature in baseball, and what good would it do? None.